So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed the construction of the Shulchan and continues. V'arbas nifin shel zav hayusham mufutzalim mirushain shayusemchen behem shnayim l'seidazeh v'shnayim l'seidazeh. The Shulchan had four supports made of gold, two for each column of lechem, and there were notches in the supports to support the kanim, the half reeds that separated between the loaves. And v'chav ches kanim kechatzi kana chalal arbas l'seidazeh v'yud dalad l'seidazeh. There were 28 half reeds, 14 for each column of lechem. And the Braisa apportions the 14 kanim in each column of 6 chalas as follows. Harba chalas tzriches shleisha shleisha kanim. The four middle chalas required the support of 3 kanim each, because they were weighed down with the other chalas above them. Halyayna ina tzriche ele shnayim lefi she'ina le'amasli. The uppermost chala needed only the support of 2 kanim because it had no additional chala on top of it. And hatachtayna ina tzriche kalikar lefi she'manachas altir shel shulchan. The bottom chal did not require any kanim because it sat on the surface of the shulchan, the kar of lema apish, which is cold since it is metal, gold, and therefore the bottom of the chal will not become moldy. The Gemara explains that the source for the snifin and kanim is in the pasuk of the lechem aponim in Parshas Truma, which states, "Vasisa ka'areisa v'chapaisa v'kusaisa v'umakayaisa v'ashir yosach behen." Ka'areisav elu defusin. These are the molds in which the loaves were shaped, baked, and then kept until they were placed on the shulchan. Kapaisav elu bezichin, these are the two spoons that held the levina. Kseisav elu snifin, these are the supports that supported the kanim and the loaves. And umnakiyasiv asher yusach behin elu kanim shemesachin behenas alechem. These are the kanim which cover each lechem to separate between the loaves. The Mishnah concludes, lay sidur kanim v'loy netilasim deiches haShabbos. Although the lechem upon them were replaced every Shabbos, the kanim were not removed or put back on Shabbos, because even though the Torah requires kanim, they do not override Shabbos, because they are muktzah. And the mechzi kabayin v'seisr, it appears like construction. And as the Mishnah describes, nechnas me'erb Shabbos v'shayim toy v'nishnei la'arka shel shulchan. On Friday, the kanim were removed and placed alongside the shulchan. U'matze Shabbos nechnas magbir resher shel chalo u'machnas kana tachteha, v'chezer magbir resher shel chalo u'machnas kana tachteha. On Matzah Shabbos, they lifted each side of the lechem and inserted the kanim underneath. And this process can be done before and after Shabbos, because b'chi ha'shiur lo ma'apish shel lechem. In the short time span of half a day, the lack of airspace will not cause a lechem to become moldy. The Gemara now returns to a discussion of the amas of the klei ha'mishkan v'ha'mikdash. The previous Mishnah had discussed the machlekes regarding the dimensions of the shulchan. Yehuda holds ha'shulchan arka yud v'rach b'chamisha. The shulchan was 10 tefachim in length and 5 tefachim in width. While Rameah holds ha'shulchan arka yud beiz v'rach b'vav. The shulchan was 12 tefachim in length and 6 tefachim in width. Now, the amas of the shulchan are clearly stated in Parshas Truma. Vasisa shulchan atzei shitim, amasayim arkei v'ama rachboi v'ama v'chetzi kamasei. The shulchan is 2 amma long, 1 amma wide, and 1.5 amma high. However, the machlik is in the amas ha'kelim, the measurement of each amma of the utensils of the mishkan. Rameah holds v'ama bashisha tefachim. Each amma consisted of 6 tefachim, and accordingly, the shulchan was 12 tefachim long, 6 tefachim wide, and 9 tefachim high. While Rabbi Yehuda holds about amma bas chamisha tefachim, each amma consisted of only 5 tefachim, and accordingly the shulchan was 10 tefachim long, 5 tefachim wide, and 7.5 tefachim high. They both agree, however, that the following four klei mizbeach had amas of 5 tefachim: mizbeach hazav, mizbeach apnimi inside the heichal that was made of gold, whose entire measurement was 1 square amma, and v'hakeren, the horns or protrusions at the four corners on the top of the mizbeach achitzin, which stood outside in the azara, and in the mishkan was made of nechashas copper, and in the beis hamikdash was made of avanim stones. The kronos were each 1 amma square, and v'hasaviv, the wide ledge of the mizbeach was 1 amma wide. V'hayasayid, the base of the mizbeach was 1 amma wide and 1 amma high, and they both derived their sources from the same pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. The following parts of the Mizbeach were measured with smaller amas of 5 tefachim, which with an additional tefach are equivalent to an average amma of 6 tefachim. The cheko amma, the amma rechiv, the gvula el sfasa sav v'zera sa'echad, the zegav ha'mizbeach. And the Gemara explains, cheko amma ze yisayid, amma rechiv ze seiviv, the gvula el sfasa sav v'zera sa'echad el kranis, zegav ha'mizbeach, ze mizbeach hazav. Rameah holds the exclusive word v'zeh teaches zehu ba'ama bas chamisha ha'kol amas kelim ba'ama bas sheish. Only the klei mizbeach had amas of 5 tefachim, but all the other kelim had amas of 6 tefachim. While Rabbi Yehuda holds v'zeh teaches kezeh yu kol amas kelim, all the other kelim shall be like the klei mizbeach, and they also had amas of 5 tefachim. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the drasha of Cheka Amaze Yisaid, Amarechel says Saidiv, Vagvula Svasasa Ve'il Kronis. The three features of the Mizbeach Achitzin that had Amas of five Tvachim. At first, the Gemara assumes that Cheka Amah, the Amar Rechev, refers to Miyisoid Va'ad Saiviv, Ba'ama Bashe Begaiva. The height from the Yisoid to the Saiv was Amas of five Tvachim, and accordingly, Mizbeach Kamahava, Chamshin Varba. The Mizbeach that was 10 Amas high equaled 54 Tvachim, because from the Yisoid up to the Saiviv was 6 Amah of 5 Tvachim for 30 Tvachim, and from the Kranes down to the Saiviv was 4 Amah of 6 Tvachim for 24 Tvachim, a total of 54 Tvachim in height. And accordingly, Palgid Mizbeach Kamahava, Esrim Veshiva, Mekranes Vat Saiviv Kamahava, Esrim Varba, Kamabatz Le Palgid Mizbeach Plasa. The Chut HaSikra, the middle of the Mizbeach, was 27 Tvachim high, half of 54, and the Saiviv was 3 Tvachim above the Chut HaSikra because it was 24 Tvachim below the Kranes. The Gemara, however, rejects this approach because Eila Sa'if mi Chut HaSikra ulamala. The blood of an Eila Sa'if must be applied above the Chut HaSikra. And the Mishnah Masechet Zvachim rules, v'masal lamata miragla v'afila ama achas k'shera. If the Kohen stood on the Saiviv and applied the Dam Eila Sa'if an ama below his feet, which are on the Saiviv, it's kasher. Now, if the Saiv was only 3 Tvachim above the Chut HaSikra, then if the Dam was applied an Amah, even if only 5 Tvachim below the Saiv, it would be below the Chut HaSikra, which makes the Karman Pasul. Then the Gemara proceeds and says, Cheka Amah Knisa, Amah Rechiv Knisa, Gvul El Saviv Knisa. The Saiv and the Saiv and Kranis were only an Amah of 5 Tvachim in the width, but they were an Amah of 6 Tvachim in the height. And accordingly, Mizbeach Kamahava Leishitin. The Mizbeach was 10 Amah of 6 Tvachim, for a total of 60 Tvachim in height. And Pagid Mizbeach Kamahava Tlasin. Mikranis Vat Saiv Kamahava Chav Dalit. Kama Batzel Pagid Mizbeach Shisha. The Chut HaSikra in the middle was 30 Tvachim high, and the Saiv was 6 Tvachim above the Chut HaSikra because it was 24 Tvachim below the Kranis. And therefore, Imasol Lamata Miragla Falama Achas Kashera. If the Dam was applied in Amah, even of 6 Tvachim below the Saiv, the carbon is Kasher because it was exactly at the Chut HaSikra. The Gemara, however, rejects this approach as well, and brings proof from several Mishnayis that the Yisoid was an Amah of 6 Tvachim in the width. David, the Gemara concludes as follows. Elecheka Amah Begeiva, Amah Rechiv Knisa, Gvul Al Svasa Saviv, Loish Nahachi, Veloish Nahachi. The Yisoid was an Amah of 5 Tvachim only in height, but not in width. And the Saiv was an Amah of 5 Tvachim in width, while the Kranas were an Amah of 5 Tvachim both height and width. And accordingly, Mizbeach Kamahava Chamsha Metamanya. The Mizbeach was 58 Tvachim in height, because the Yisoid and Kranis were 2 Amah of 5 Tvachim for 10 Tvachim. And the remaining 8 Amah of 6 Tvachim were 48 Tvachim, for a total of 58 Tvachim in height. And Pagid Mizbeach Kamahava, Esrin Betisha. Mikranis Vatsayiv Kamahava, Esrin Utlasa. Kamabatz Lepagid Mizbeach Shita. The Chut HaSikra was 29 Tvachim high, half of 58. And the Saiv was 6 Tvachim above the Chut HaSikra because it was 23 Tvachim below the Kranis. And therefore, Imasal Lamata Miragla Fala Amah Achas Kesheira. If the Dam was applied in Amah, even of 6 Tvachim below the Saiv, the carbon is kosher because it was exactly at the Chut HaSikra.